You may have heard me talk about this before, but something I've been prioritizing in 2024 is taking small actions each day to improve at least 1% in my physical, mental, and spiritual health. One of those daily healthy habits I've been loving is taking care of my gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. I first started taking Seed way back in 2019 when I was having all sorts of painful gastrointestinal issues and was getting no answers from my doctor. During this time, I dove into the world of holistic health and learned how important a healthy gut microbiome is for the rest of the body to thrive and feel amazing. So I started consistently taking a daily probiotic for the first time ever and experienced significant ease in my bloating. My digestion became healthy and regular, and I noticed an increase in my energy levels and mood. One of the many things I love about Seed is how easy it is to fit Seed into my daily routine. No refrigeration is needed, and the free travel vial from the welcome kit allows you to take DS01 on the go, which we love, especially with summer travels right around the corner. As you know, I'm currently pregnant and I'm super cautious about what different things I'm putting into my body, so I definitely feel reassured taking DS01 over other probiotics because of their rigorous scientific testing and 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/Cali and use code 25Cali to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/Cali, code 25Cali.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy Be Human podcast. My name is Cali. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited to have you here today listening wherever you are in the world. Welcome, my gorgeous queen. This is the final episode of 2023, which is so wild, and I'm so excited to just have you here listening to it. It is all about how to become a consistent fitness girly in 2024, or consistent in whatever your goals are for this upcoming year. I'm going to share all of my best tips and tricks that I have in this area, and I think it's going to help you so, so much. But before we get into our topic today, we always start off things with a self-check-in to just reground ourselves, to see how we're feeling, see how we're doing, slow it down, all the things. So wherever you are, just take a nice deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much goodness, so much love into your beautiful body. And then take an exhale through your mouth, sighing out, just letting go of any tension, any anxiety, any limiting beliefs. Release it with your breath. One more deep breath for good measure. Breathe in so much love, so much confidence into your body. Hold it at the top. Just let that feeling radiate. And then exhale anything that's not serving you, sigh it out with your breath. All right, now that we've slowed down, ask yourself, how do I feel today on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being, I feel amazing. 1 being, we are not feeling too hot today. But it's okay. We're only going to move up. Now I want you to ask yourself, why do I feel like this? Maybe something happened. Maybe nothing happened. Just get real with yourself here. Now I want you to ask yourself, how can I improve my day by 1%. What is something that I can do? And now I want you to ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you haven't, go ahead, grab your water, and let's chug on 3, 2, 1. Cheers. Cheers to hydration, my gorgeous queen. Gotta keep that bod hydrated. And next question is, ask yourself, have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you haven't, you know the drill. I encourage you to stand up, shake out the legs, shake out the arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. All right, final question of our check-in is, I want you to ask yourself, what is something in my life that I have been consistent in before? And I want you to really think about that thing. If nothing's coming to mind, that's okay. If that something is coming to mind, think about it. Think about what you're doing, different habits that were in place. If that thing was a positive thing, a negative thing, if it was a good habit, bad habit, whatever it was, just think about it. All right. Hanging on to that question, I want to move into some life updates, and then we'll revisit the topic of consistency. I'm currently recording this episode in a little cabin on a ranch in Texas. I am at John's family's ranch for Christmas, and we drove about 16 hours to get here. So we're on day 3, I think, of being at the ranch. And honestly, it's been so fun. Just so much time getting to know his family better. If you're new to the show, we got married in April. We had our large wedding in November. So we technically had 2 weddings this year. And I definitely feel like I've gotten to know his family pretty well, but there's a couple family members I feel like I've grown a lot closer to over this trip. And it's been so fun. Some of the things we've done, or we fed some donkeys. They just adopted some rescue donkeys, 2 donkeys and a mule, and we fed them carrots and celery, and it was literally so cute. I'm obsessed. Like, these one of the donkeys is super friendly and loves to have a little head rub. It's so cute. I love animals so much, especially farm animals. I think are the cutest little things, and it's been really fun. And the cows are so cute. There's also lots of baby calves on the farm or on the ranch. I love it. We also have our dogs with us too. And it's been so fun getting to watch them just like run around and be dogs and sprint and do all the things. They made a new friend, a dog named Boomer, who is a Labradoodle, I think. And it's so cute because they all became friends and ran around the yard. And yeah. Anyways, that is a little bit of the update. Oh, we also, John and I, dressed up as matching Christmas trees. We got these Christmas tree sweaters at Target, and they're so funny. Mine is a men's double extra large. It's massive on me, and I love it. It's like a dress, and I wore it on Christmas Eve and then on Christmas Day. Literally amazing. Other than that, what are some updates? I feel like I've been a little bit overwhelmed just because I have a lot of stuff upcoming with the new year, with launching things. Typically in the fitness world, this is a very big time of the year in terms of people joining the studio, wanting to start their fitness journeys. And in the past, I've definitely felt a lot of pressure to really work hard on the launches and to make the most out of them. And I think it's been cool because the Lord has been revealing to me lately to just find contentment in where I'm at and also surrender things to him. And that doesn't necessarily mean to work to the same, just finding things to do constantly like I was doing last year. And as I'm saying this, I'm having this realization because today I did spend a lot of the day working. Not saying that working is bad at all, but I think today I was trying to find more and more things to do. And as a result, I got very overwhelmed with working. And yeah, so that's been really interesting. Just some realizations about surrender. That's my word for 2024 is surrender. I want to surrender my work to him. I want to surrender this business to him. I want to surrender my relationship to him and really learn how to just clearly hear the Lord's voice in the different areas of my life and to allow him to just guide me in it. So that's some of the update, and I'm trying to think of anything else, but I just released a Fitness Girlies Guide to Consistency in 2024. That's actually what I was working on today, and I think you guys are going to love it. I worked a little bit on it on the road trip over here, and then today I was basically editing it and graphic designing it, and it is officially live. That being said, I will link it below if you want to grab it. It's a freebie, and I think it's going to help you a lot in your goals. Other updates than that, Mermaid, my young sheepadoodle, she's currently like wandering around the cabin trying to figure out what to get into as I'm recording this. And I'm like, how do I get her to sit down and just chill? I love you're getting the real-time updates. Anyways, that's about mermaid girl, come here. That's literally what's happening is I'm like trying to get her coming back to where I am, just like petting her and trying to get her to sit still. She ran for an hour and a half straight yesterday, did not stop, like barely even took water breaks. Just girl ran constantly. If you're new to the show, Mermaid is my one-year-old sheepadoodle. She has like a little firecracker of energy. It's really funny because Axel is almost three now and he is the chillest dude ever, like surfer dude vibes. And then Mermaid, they actually have the same parents. Mermaid is the opposite. She is like super energetic. She kind of reminds me of like the energy bunny on the battery. I don't know if you might know what I'm talking about. She is a little bundle of energy. I love her so much. It's just really different. It's so funny because I feel like I've been very humbled in the fact that I thought I knew what I was doing when I was being a dog mom to Mermaid, because I already had been a dog mom to Axel. But just like little kids, these dogs, they have different personalities and are totally different creatures and different energy levels. And it's been a learning process. So if you're thinking about getting a dog, that is something I'm learning, is they can train them all you want, but you can't change your dog. Like, if they're wired, that's honestly like humans too. If a human is wired to have, to be a certain way and have a desire, like, I don't know, let's just say a human like absolutely has so much energy, loves to run, loves to do all these things, and a parent is trying to control them and change them, I think that might do more harm than good instead of just loving them. And I'm really learning that with Mermaid. I can't change her. She has a lot of energy, and I think I tried to change her at first because I wanted her to be like Axel in his chillness, but it did more harm than good. So that's my little learning lesson from dogs. I hope that resonates with someone. Anyways, let's get into it. I wanted to talk about consistency today because I asked our community what is something in the past they've struggled with that has caused them to not make their New Year's resolutions or goals in general happen. And the main thing was consistency, struggling with consistency. And so I wanted to just shed some light on this topic because I think we can set all the goals we want, but unless we truly tackle the obstacles and tackle them head on, the cycles, the patterns that in the past have caused us to not become the best versions of ourselves, I think it's just so important to do that. So anyways, I asked the community what were the things they struggled with specifically with consistency as well. And the first thing was time or busyness. The second thing was struggling with burnout or motivation. And the third thing was struggling with discipline or just laziness or no drive. And so I wanted to just talk about each of these three things and give you some tips and tricks I have in these different areas and hopefully help you as we go into the new year and you can start off the year really strong and maintain that strength and turn the goals and the habits into a sustainable lifestyle and integrate them into the lifestyle instead of maybe feeling like these things are these crazy milestones that aren't exactly meshing, right? So let's get into this thing. I, first of all, want to just talk about the first one, which is time or feeling like you're too busy to really have the time to go after your goals on the daily. This is something that I used to struggle with a lot, was the all or nothing mindset. I felt like when I was starting a new habit or had a new goal, I wanted to just be all in because I was so excited about it. And this is something I've noticed happens frequently. I think a lot of us probably already have noticed that on New Year's, the gym tends to get super busy. For the first week or so, people are in the gym every day. It's so packed. It's almost overwhelmingly packed. And then by week two or three, it starts to slowly dwindle. And before you know it, it's back to how it was before New Year's. I have found that with myself personally, I've given myself goals in the past that are like, go to the gym 6 days a week, work out for an hour at a time, do HIIT workouts at least 3 times a week, do lifting, all those different things. Doing the workouts that I have been told in the past are the only way, are the best way, the perfect way. And as a result, I have found myself getting burnt out very quickly, feeling very unmotivated because the workouts don't necessarily feel good on my body. I don't really enjoy them that much. And also just feeling like I don't have the total time, because this is another myth about the gym. I think people feel like they have to go to the gym to get a good workout, or go to an in-person studio to get a good workout. It has to be at least 50 minutes. They have to sweat, all the things. And I'm here to say that I have found the most consistency in my own fitness journey when it was actually when the pandemic was happening and no studios or gyms were open. And I was at home doing 30-minute workouts. Most of them were just online. They were Zoom classes. And I truly felt the best I have felt in a very long time. I would go on walks outside and it was just so nice. I feel like there wasn't the super long commute time to the gym, the actual time of just getting set up at the gym, time of working out, tearing down, going home, taking a shower, eating the meal, all the things. It's fun. Don't get me wrong. I love going to the gym. But if you're someone who is really busy, maybe that's not going to help you achieve your goal of becoming a more healthy, active version of yourself, or whatever the goal is. It could be something more sustainable and a lot more easily integrated into your lifestyle, like doing at-home workouts instead. That's the other thing too, is just taking baby steps with it. I think the all or nothing mindset, it's like you have to be the absolute best at working towards this habit out of the gates. You have to be doing everything in your power to make it happen. But the thing is that we've all heard it, slow and steady wins the race. Even with building habits, habit building, you don't build a city in one day. It takes time. I really think to develop a sustainable lifestyle, sustainable habits that integrate in your lifestyle, it's important to just add a couple things at a time, things that you know you can accomplish, building that trust with yourself, knowing that you will show up for yourself each day or whenever you schedule out to have that habit happen. Instead of saying, I'm going to do everything perfectly, everything to an extreme, completely change my life in one day, and try and make that sustainable. Look, if that works for you, that is amazing. I have just found with myself personally, when I've tried to do that, I am strong for literally a couple weeks and I crash and burn and go back to the old lifestyle, I just go back to how it was before and the goal doesn't happen. Which leads me into another time-saving idea. If you don't have a lot of time on your hands to work out, or you feel like you don't have a lot of time on your hands, finding 5-minute break times during your day when you can stand up, get some movement in. Maybe it's swapping out the elevator for doing stairs. Maybe it's swapping out sitting on the bench during your break with going on a walk around the block. Maybe it's, instead of sitting in your desk looking at your phone, it's getting down and doing a couple stretches. Could even be a short 5-minute workout. Whatever it is, it doesn't have to be 50 minutes to an hour to still be effective exercise. And I think that's a myth that is also, it needs to be busted around the fitness world. You don't need to sweat. You don't need to have this crazy long workout for it to still be beneficial. Which leads me into the next thing. I think a lot of times it's easy to think to ourselves, wow, I don't have time to do that workout. And if we really break down our day step by step, daily activity by daily activity, and look at the time it takes for these different activities, I think there is at least 5 minutes in the day to add in some movement. And look, I am not saying I'm perfect in this by any means. In fact, today I went on like a 10-minute walk. I didn't do a workout. I want to do a workout, but I haven't done a workout in like 3 days. So that's just me I want to just put myself not on this high pedestal. I'm not perfect in this. I'm still learning how to be consistent. And these are things that I'm trying to apply to my own life in order to just continually improve and become a better version of myself. And I'm sharing these things that I'm learning with you in hopes that it helps you as well. Things that have worked in the past for me and I'm trying to implement into my life. And that's one more thing I want to say. is that our lives are not linear. We have different moments of our lives. We have busy seasons, slower seasons, highs and lows. We're always fluctuating. Things are never linear, always the same. And so it's really important to just give yourself grace as well. Even if you had a really consistent season a year ago and you fell out of it, so what? That's okay. You can still hop right back in like nothing happened. It doesn't mean you're a failure. It doesn't mean you won't succeed next time. You can still make it happen. Failure is truly a myth, and you didn't fail just because the last time didn't turn into a consistent habit that lasted for over a year or whatever the case is. Going back to looking at your daily habits or your day-to-day activities to see how much time you have, I challenge you to write down a full day. Maybe it's today, maybe it's a realistic work day in your life, school day in your life, whatever it is. And just write down the activities. And then from there, see where the negotiables are or the things that you can remove from your life that maybe are taking up time that you don't need. And then see where the non-negotiables are or the things that you can't remove, like going to college classes or doing your 9-to-5 job, whatever it is. And then I want you to add in where you want to add your habits in. So the habits or the goals you have for 2024, maybe it's working out 5 times a week or working out 3 times a week or 2 times a week or eating lunch at home 2 times a week. See where in the day that would fit and then add it in. And then I encourage you to add that into your phone calendar. Make it a repeating habit on whatever day you want it to be. Give yourself that alert ahead of time. And almost make it like a meeting, something you can't skip on. And that moves into the next point. And the next obstacle is discipline or struggling with laziness. I feel like lazy is a strong word, but it's a word that a lot of us, I think, can relate to in moments of our lives. People joke about being a couch potato or whatever the case is. And I think that maybe is a bit of an unfair labeling. I don't want to speak any death over anyone because you're not a couch potato. Even if you've had those days where you feel like one, you're not one. But moving into discipline, I think this word can have some negative connotation around it, specifically in the health and wellness world. I know for me, because I struggled in the past with an eating disorder, with almost an unhealthy relationship to fitness and food, the word discipline brings up red flags of restriction. It bells in my mind. How do we make discipline something that isn't restrictive, that isn't obsessive, that isn't an idol in our lives? I think discipline is extremely healthy, but discipline from a place that it doesn't become all we think about all the time, doesn't become something that pulls our minds away from the Lord, where it's almost worshiping self or becoming obsessive with our own habits to the point where we don't even see anything else in our life because our mind is so hung up on that. What does healthy discipline look like? I'm all for giving ourselves grace. I'm all for loving ourselves even on the days when maybe we didn't have the most healthy eating day or we didn't have that workout happen. I read in a book once that it's okay to skip once, but when habits start to break is when you skip twice. And so I encourage you with finding discipline to allow yourself to have rest days. Rest days are so good. They're so healing. And having balanced days, having days where you enjoy that slice of cake, you go out with your friends, whatever it is. But finding a good balance with it and then having more days where you're really working towards the best version of you, where you're going after the goals and the dreams the Lord has shown you to go after this year. And you get out of your comfort zone with it. I think discipline is getting out of your comfort zone. It's pushing yourself to not fall into the old cycles of self-sabotage. I think discipline is working towards habits that are life-bringing, that help fill your cup, that make you a better version of you. But in, like I said, a balanced way. I think the 80-20 rule or saying, I think that's a really great way to look at it. Maybe don't be exactly 80-20, but kind of having that mindset of like, hey, like there is 20%. There is there is space to have balance in my life. It's so important in order to have sustainability. Okay, let's move on to the final third point, and that is burnout. All right. I mentioned this a little bit, but when I was one time setting goals for myself, I set some pretty lofty goals for my fitness journey. And as a result, I found myself feeling extremely burnt out, lacking motivation, feeling so depleted, and I gave up. A lot of people who are new to the fitness world will have these lofty goals. They'll go to the gym several days in a row, find themselves so sore to the point where they can barely move, and then they skip a day, and they skip another day. They're still sore, and then it's like, dang, like I'm just feeling so tired, so defeated. I just don't want to keep doing this. How do we prevent burnout? How do we prevent that feeling of like, I don't want to keep going? Like I said before, it's all about taking baby steps, especially with our goals. When we dive into the deep end without ever swimming before, it's going to feel a lot harder to actually resurface and successfully dive than if we just jumped into the shallow end first and took it little by little. Taking breaks is so important. When I was a figure skater, I did not like to take breaks or rest days. And let me tell you, I ended up getting injured and being forced to take breaks. In fact, one time, this is a totally different kind of burnout story. It wasn't involving injury, but I was taking this test. It's called a junior moves in the field test for figure skating. And it's where you work on your edge work and you do different edge patterns. It's really challenging. It requires a lot of balance and control. So I had passed all of my tests leading up to this junior test. I never failed one before. And I worked really hard and I failed it. And I remember I felt so just burnt out in the moment. I worked my butt off and I didn't see results. I saw failure instead in my eyes. And I quit the sport for several months. I took several months of a break. And let me tell you, when I came back, I was so excited to be back on the ice. Not only did I pass that test, but I went on to compete again. And it was just so fun. I still have a healthy relationship with skating. I love it. I go skate here and there. And that's just to say, like, with burnout and stuff, I think a lot of it comes from just overworking ourselves and maybe not even seeing results right away and then getting discouraged and wanting to give up. But I will tell you, if you consistently work at it, if you take it little by little, you are going to see results inside and out. Results take time. Sustainable, healthy results take time. And maybe if you need some satisfaction, you can make like a little tracker sheet where you track your goals, check it off. Maybe you can give yourself rewards after you do different things. Maybe it's like giving yourself a sticker or, I don't know, little things like that. So finding a reward system if you're very rewards driven, and I promise the results will come. All right, that is all I have for you today. I hope these tips helped you with consistency. I want to leave you with one more thing, and this is kind of consistency related, but this is more goal related. I had this realization the other day, and this is a faith-based podcast, so we do talk about God on here, and I love Jesus, and he definitely is at the root of all of this. And I definitely am trying to figure out, like, where is the line with consistency and making it an idol, because I think it's important to also keep ourselves in check with that. But end of the day, I think it's surrendering consistency and surrendering our goals to the Lord and asking the Lord, are these goals pleasing to you? Are these the goals you want for me this year? And then if not, asking him, what goals do you want me to have for myself this year? And then how do you want me to make these happen? Because let me tell you, when the Lord tells you how to make it happen, it's going to be so much easier to make it happen than trying to work at it from all these places of motivation that aren't life-giving, that aren't sustainable. He knows all the answers, and I promise that it's going to be a lot more fruit given to surrender to Jesus. And that's what I'm going to try and do this year. So maybe making a vision board that's like Holy Spirit-led, asking the Lord, what goals, what dreams should I have in my heart for this year? What goals do you want me to have? Where do we put my focus this year? What theme do you have for me this year? And seeing where he leads you. I'm really excited for you. And if you have anything that comes to mind, like, please share with me, because it's so exciting to just see what the Lord has in store for us. You can always DM me. Instagram is Healthy But Human Pod, or you can just message it in the group chat. We have a group chat too for the podcast. I'll link it below. And yeah, last but not least, I did make a freebie freebie fitness girly consistency guide for 2024. You can download it below. I will put the link in the show notes. And we also have a New Year's Pilates challenge starting up January the 1st. It is super doable. And if you've never done Pilates before, I think you're really gonna like this challenge. It not only blends Pilates, we also have bar in it. We have heavier weights, so strength Pilates. It's like my new favorite style of movement. We got some stretching in it, all the things, the workouts have affirmations in them. So they not only blend physical health, but also mental health, speaking life over yourself, showing yourself love, all those things. So I will also link that below to join the studio. The challenge isn't quite yet on the website, but it will be very soon. And I think you're gonna love it. All right, that is all I have for you. I hope you have the best day ever. I hope you love this episode. And as always, stay healthy, be human, and keep shining and knowing that you are here for a reason. I'm so excited for you to just start the new year so strong and continue to have it be strong and balanced and full of joy, laughter, and all the love. All right, I will see you next week. Have the best day and stay sweaty and healthy, be human. Bye, my gorgeous queen.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.